Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Michelle Tuhu, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "My friend's partner locks up the butter to keep her out of it. Otherwise, she goes on a binge." One of my friends told me recently that her partner keeps certain foods locked up. They have a small safe in the refrigerator. There's one in the freezer, too. He keeps other items inside a padlocked cupboard. But don't be shocked. It was her idea. She struggles with food binges, especially when she eats an edible, she said. She has trouble controlling herself around certain foods. Her solution to this has always been to refrain from buying anything she doesn't want to eat, but her partner loves to keep all kinds of treats in the house. He's someone who could actually stand to gain a few pounds, so he has no understanding of how hard it is for other people to just not eat the cookies and chips and candies he likes to keep around. I get it. Daytime Michelle can walk through a grocery store and stay completely cool. "No way, chocolate candy, I don't need you," I say. It's only in my head. I'm not completely crazy. "I'm only buying fruits and vegetables and whole grains today." I often walk out of the grocery store with a cart any dietitian would approve of. Nighttime Michelle is a different animal. "Why did I not buy that delicious-looking day-old pie? Why did I not buy any chocolate? Why did I not purchase the ingredients to make a cake? There is nothing good to eat in this house!" When my son still lived at home, I had an easy solution to late-night junk cravings. He was always good for something. "What have you got stashed away that's good?" I'd ask. He'd offer some Halloween candy in December, or some Christmas candy in April, maybe some Easter candy in July. That kid always had junk food, but he seldom ate it. Like my friend's partner, having a slew of sweet snacks around didn't tempt him in the least. He could sit there, a snack cake in full view, and not even consider eating it for days, maybe weeks, maybe never. My little grandchildren call my son Uncle Snack. It's a slight twist on his real name, and man, does it ever fit him. I'm more like our old dog Ginger. Oh, how we miss that girl. She lived to a ripe old age, but died in 2020. We still tell stories about her. She was the orneriest dog I've ever had, and the things Ginger ate, stories are legendary at our house. Ginger was always aware of the exact location of every bite of food in the house. As a teen, my son placed a fast food burger on his desk, left the room very briefly to get a drink, and returned to an empty wrapper. Ginger sat on the floor with a completely innocent look on her face, like, "I don't know why you're looking at me. Anybody could have taken that." I haven't ever snitched a burger, but I've never simply forgotten the existence of a delicious treat in the house. As my quite thin son said, "You have a different relationship with food than I do." He would probably choose to swallow futuristic food pills to replace most meals if such a thing existed. Even when I cook his favorite foods, he eats a very moderate portion. I locked up my food once. It was the summer of 1987, just before my senior year of college. I was getting married in August, and I was a little worried about how the dress was going to fit. Most of you have never seen one of those ancient refrigerators with rounded edges, but the tiny house I rented had one. It was very old even then, and someone had installed a hasp and staple on it. It's my guess that somebody used it as a beer fridge in their garage, or something, before my super cheap landlord put it in the house I rented. It worked fine, and my rent was cheap, so I didn't care. I wanted to lose a few pounds, so I padlocked the refrigerator and ordered a friend of mine not to give me back the key, no matter what, for some period of time. This was dumb because I didn't even have much food in it. I couldn't regularly afford groceries at that point. A couple of days later, I was so damned hungry that I begged her to hand over the key. She did. I fit into the dress just fine anyway. That's obviously not a healthy behavior. But let's face it, an awful lot of us have fucked up relationships with food. My friend acknowledges she does. I know I do. I somehow managed to raise one kid who is largely indifferent to food and another who eats a very healthy diet. I'm thankful that neither of them will ever feel they need to lock up their food. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.